think so. Did you think you heard someone at the door?
I know I did. Why don't you answer it?
Well, Cecil, I know who it is. That's why I'm going to let them ring.
Who? Mrs. Mason?
Yes. Just forget about it, Cecil.
There she goes again.
Oh, well, that's all right. Uncle Thomas isn't home, and I don't want to speak to her.
Well, why don't you just go to the door and tell her that Mr. Smith is out?
Oh, why doesn't she go away?
Listen, I'll go to the door for you and open it.
No, no, Cecil. No, you stay here. Oh, keep still.
Sally, I think you better go to the door. She'll tell Mr. Smith on you.
Well, I don't care. I'm not going to open that door. I don't want to.
Oh, why? Do you think it'll cause more trouble?
I'm sure it will. I mean, well, no. Well, why should it?
That's what I want to know. Hey, how do you know it's Mrs. Mason?
Oh, I know it is, Cecil. I'm sure it is.
Hey, let's take a peep out of the window and see if she's on the porch.
No, no, Cecil, no. No, it's her, I know. I know the way she rings the bell.
Well, I'll just lift up the curtains and take a quick look.
Oh, Cecil. Cecil, let's just forget her, please.
Well, you can't when she keeps on ringing.
Oh, listen. Oh, isn't that funny, Cecil?
Sally, it might be somebody else. Mrs. Mason wouldn't pound on the door, would she?
Oh, yes, she would, Cecil. Oh, I wouldn't dare go to the door now. She's awfully mad.
Yeah, I hope to tell her she is.
Cecil, I'm so glad you came over tonight and we made up.
Suppose Mr. Smith should come in now and see Mrs. Mason left out on the front porch.
And Cecil, we aren't ever going to get mad at each other again, are we? Are we?
I don't see why you're afraid to just go to the door as long as she won't get to see Mr. Smith.
No, Cecil, she's gone home now. Oh, and I'm so glad.
Yeah, she's gone home all right. Listen to her.
Listen to the way she's pounding on the door. Isn't that funny?
She ought to know by this time that you're not home.
Yes, she ought to. Well, it's been a nice day, hasn't it?
You'd think that old widow would have sense enough to go on back across the street.
Oh, don't bother about her, Cecil. I've practically forgotten that she's at the front door.
Yeah, I would too, except she hangs on that bell every minute.
Did I tell you I was going to try to make me a new dress?
Yeah, you told me a pink one. I know. Hey, Sally, I'm going to go and tell her that Mr. Smith isn't here.
Oh, no, Cecil, no, it's too late now. It's all right. Oh, goodness, that's a pretty new tie you have.
This one? Oh, I've had it 1,000 years. Oh, it's ancient.
Oh, just the same, it's pretty. Well, it certainly is. Goodness, it's pretty.
Oh, well, that's funny. I didn't ever think it was so hot. Maybe it is.
Oh, yes, it certainly is. Cecil, did I tell you that Uncle Thomas is going to be elected president of his club? He'll have his picture in the paper and everything. Won't that be nice? Yes, it'll be nice. I got a letter from my grandfather today. Poor Grandfather Smith. He lives on a farm. His cow has a daughter now. He told me all about it. He's going to name her Sally. It'll be kind of nice to have little girl cow named after me. Don't you think so, Cecil? Of course it will. I never did have anything named after me.
Hey, Sally. Sally, wait a minute. We've got to do something.
What'd you say, Cecil?
I said we've got to do something. If that's Mrs. Mason, she's staying out there too long.
Oh, no, Cecil. Oh, we wouldn't dare go to the door after keeping her waiting this long.
Well, I have to go home sometime tonight. She might stay out there in front for years.
Cecil, if we go to that door and open it, there's going to be trouble.
Oh, what's a little trouble?
Cecil, what would you do if that was somebody else out there, you know?
Who else could it be?
Well, I was just thinking, wouldn't it be funny if it just should happen to be Alexander? Wouldn't that be funny?
That ham. What would he be doing coming over here to see you?
You'd be mad, wouldn't you?
Oh, that egg? Well, I wouldn't stay. Well, but it wouldn't be so bad, because I know you wouldn't ask him over.
Oh, yes. did I tell you I got a letter from my grandfather? He lives on a farm.
Yeah, I know, and he has a cow. Hey, Sally, if Mrs. Mason rings again, we better answer it.
Oh, he won't, Cecil. He went home. I think I heard her drive off. I mean, go down the front steps.
Well, keep still. If she rings, I'm going to open the door. Now wait and listen.
See? She's gone. Oh, goodness, that was a narrow escape.
I don't see why you were so anxious to keep her out.
Cecil, I didn't even want to open the door.
Yeah, I know it. You jumped every time the bell rang.
That's just half of it. Oh, Cecil, I'm so glad you're not mad at me anymore.
Oh, I wasn't really and truly mad anyhow.
Weren't you, Cecil?
Well, not very, but But I was sore.
I was a little bit mad.
Oh, you were jealous, I know.
I was not. Now, don't say that, Cecil.
You were jealous.
Of Sybil? Goodness, I knew you didn't like her.
Then why did you get so bothered when I went over to see her?
Oh, I should be jealous of her just because I don't like her.
Well, anyhow, it's all settled. I'm kind of glad we made up, too.
Cecil, I wouldn't want to go out with any other boy but you.
Hey, did you ever hear Alexander bragging? You know, he brags about his grandfather. He says that his grandfather used to own all the land around here for miles years ago.
Oh, Cecil, let's don't talk about Alexander. I want to forget all about him.
Well, I'll just bet if Alexander's grandfather did own all this land, I'll bet he swiped it from the Indians.
Oh, goodness, I wish you wouldn't keep talking about him. Oh!
What did you jump for? That's not the doorbell. It's the telephone.
Wasn't that silly of me to jump? Pardon me, Cecil. I'll answer it.
Don't mind me. I'm just a listener.
Hello? Yes, this is Sally. Who is this? You? Oh, hello. Yes. We just got in. No, I wasn't home. Well, I'm just going out again. Yes.
Hey, who is it, Sally?
Oh, you were over here and rang the doorbell? Well, Mrs. Mason, what? Yes, Mrs. Mason. Why, no, Mrs. Mason. Well, listen, don't. No, not tonight. I'm going right out again. Yes. Well, you'll excuse it this time, won't you? I know, but something happened. Oh, goodness. Well, Mrs. Mason, I'll tell Uncle Thomas that you came over. Yes. Well, I might phone you again sometime, Mrs. Mason. Yes, I know, but won't you let me phone you? No, I can't. Not tonight. But Mrs. Mason, listen, I want to tell you...
Hey, Sally, somebody's at the front door.
Wait just a minute, please. Cecil, it's probably Uncle Thomas. He's forgotten his keys. Will you go answer it while I get rid of Mrs. Mason on the telephone before he gets in? This is Mrs. Mason I'm talking to.
Oh, all right. I'll let him in. And you get rid of her in a hurry, though, will you? Huh?
Hello. Yes, I was talking to somebody. Wait just a minute. Alexander, listen. Yes, I know I had to call you, Mrs. Mason, but I can explain. Yes, I know. I know I phoned and invited you over and then wouldn't answer the doorbell. But listen, Alexander. Cecil and I had a fight, and I wanted to make him mad. Yes. Well, you don't mind, do you, Alexander? Oh, you're mad now. Well, I'm sorry. I'd rather have you mad at me than Cecil, though. Well, I was going to explain anyhow. Are you down at the drugstore now? Well, Alexander, you must come over sometime, but not tonight. Not while Cecil is here. Next month sometime. I said... Hello? Hello? I wonder what's the matter with him. He hung up. I was going to... Hello, Cecil. Where's Uncle Thomas?
I don't know.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
You look funny.
Do I?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Who was at the door?
Mrs. Mason.
Not Mrs. Mason.
Mrs. Mason.
But Cecil, I was just talking to her on the telephone, you know. Oh, goodness, that's funny.
Yeah, I think so, too. She must be twins.
Now, Cecil, it's all a joke. I can explain. Listen, Cecil, where are you going? You don't have to go. Wait, Cecil. Oh, you don't understand. Don't, Cecil. Wait a minute. I want to tell you something.